Hey friends, and welcome to the Moving Mountains podcast. Moving Mountains is a place to hear true stories of modern day miracles told by ordinary people just like you and me. My name is Paige, and I'm joined here in Alaska by my dear friends Margaret and Bernadette as we witness accounts of how God has worked in people's lives in big and small ways. As you listen to these stories of hope, answered prayers, and unexplained phenomena, we invite you to allow this space to inspire your faith and even to help you recognize the ways in which God is moving mountains in your own life. Hi, friends, and welcome back to the Moving Mountains podcast. We are so pumped to be recording again and to be sharing our episodes again. And first, before we move on, we just want to apologize for our major hiatus in sharing episodes with you guys. Before we continue on with sharing about all the things to come for our podcast, we decided it would be good to just update you guys on our lives a little bit and what's been going on and why we had to jump into a major hiatus. So some very exciting news on my end, Paige speaking, is that we are expecting our fourth baby. We found out in, I guess it was right around Thanksgiving that I was pregnant, and that first trimester with three little boys running around and the Alaskan winters just knocked me off my feet. And I pretty much only had energy to keep my three sons alive, basically.
Sleep.
Yes. Yep. Pretty much. And as I am the one who edits all the episodes, it just was not happening. And so Bernadette and Margaret were very gracious and were like, let's just pause and we'll just jump back in when we can. So now we are in spring of 2025. I am 23, almost 24 weeks pregnant. So almost halfway or over halfway through pregnancy. We'll be expecting our little baby in the late summer. So we're very excited about that. But now I have loads of energy before I hit the, you know, beached whale portion of third trimester. So we're like, all right, let's get this done. Let's get back in the recording room and let's start sharing stories again. So life has been, it's been great. We're very blessed and feeling very excited about this new addition to our family. So please keep us in your prayers. That has been our biggest life update. And we are just still loving Palmer, Alaska, and still praying every day that Kyle and Bernadette will move back to Alaska. Margaret, what's your update?
Well, hello, everybody. Coming in at the end of a cold here, so might sound a little, I don't know, more masculine than usual. Paige, yes, we're so excited for you. And yeah, I think from the beginning, we never wanted this this podcast to be something that was a burden or a hassle. We just want it to be something that obviously is fruitful, but also not a stressful thing. So we do thank you all for your patience in our hiatus. But we're back and we still plan to record more. We actually have a lot of exciting, I don't know, potential stories coming in, which is just beautiful. Like just a lot of, we're hearing a lot of things about people who are invoking the intercession of saints or people who have not become a saint yet. And so we're hoping to get some of those folks on. And it's just beautiful and wonderful. So I don't have, not much has changed in my life. Paige shared her kind of miracle and I've actually been wanting to share this basically since we stopped posting videos or excuse me, recordings, stories, episodes. There's the word guys, episodes. But I think I did share like last year, I was sick a lot and I ended up in the ER because I was having chest pain and turned out that we thought it was walking pneumonia and all this stuff. And of course, if you've been to the hospital, you know that it's not an inexpensive endeavor, even if not much is concluded, because I basically walked out and they're like, well, you're not going to die, so we're going to send you home with no with no prescriptions or anything. And so I got a very pretty bill, you know, I don't know, a month or two later. And I was like, just overwhelmed by it. And I had been invited actually with a friend to go on a big old trip to South Africa. And I was like, I really don't feel like I can do that based on the fact that I just got this massive hospital bill. Anyway, long story short is somebody mentioned applying for forgiveness or for your bill to be taken care of. I didn't know that was a thing. And I was like, well, I may as well try, you know, and see if I can get this, you know, I think it was $3,000 or $4,000, to get it, you know, forgiven or excused or whatever. And so I applied, and then a month later, they're like, yes, we will. You don't have to pay a cent. And I was just shocked. Yeah, I don't know the exact timing. I didn't end up going to Africa. I chose not to do that, but, yeah, I was just like, Lord, wow, you're such a provider. Thank you so much. Like, I don't go to the hospital very much. Thank God for that. So, you know, when I do, I always know, I'm like, oh, this is going to be money I don't want to spend. And, you know, the Lord just took care of it. So that's kind of my bigger mini miracle from, well, the last 9 months. but that took time too. I can't even remember when it was forgiven. But so anyway, thankfully my health has been good, pretty good since, you know, I'm sick these past couple of weeks, but it's kind of probably spiritual warfare. We just had our parish mission and our high school retreat. I just did my 15th retreat as a leader.
Wow.
Yeah. Over That's 30 awesome. Kids, 30 kids from both St. Andrew and the Kenai parishes. So there's a couple of parishes down there that came up, and it was so wonderful. And, you know, the Lord always shows up. There's always, anyone who's been in ministry knows there's challenges in ministry, and to be truthful, this year has been challenging. But God reminded me, like, there's always more fruit, you know, and it's so easy to focus on the negative and the things that are hard, or, you know, challenging students or families or circumstances or whatever. And we had to make a big change just in terms of our classes this year, because we've been kind of meeting in smaller groups in different parts of town and people's homes. And we had to come back as a big group, and it's just different. The dynamic's different. We were supposed to have our new buildings available, and they still haven't had approval, honestly, from the city for the permit. So it's just we have space issues at our church. I've mentioned it before, and I felt it really strongly this year, because God be praised, we have a lot of kids coming to youth group, and I don't know if we've ever had classes this big. So that's what I mean, is like the fruit is beautiful and wonderful. And we really need, I think the Lord has just really convinced me to focus on that, even when things, you know, are challenging. Mm-hmm. So just plugging away at ministry in Alaska, guys, and life is good up here. We had kind of a disappointing winter, not a lot of snow. Paige, I don't know if your boys ever got to sled. I know you, at one point you talked about them getting these ones, and it's really kind of crazy, but we were having an early spring. However, there is snow in the forecast. So
I don't believe it though. I don't believe it. We took our studded tires off yesterday.
Maybe it'll stay in the mountain.
Bold move.
I know, but I mean, it's so dry here.
So dry.
I'm like, we're going to need new tires in the winter if we keep them on.
Yeah. No kidding. Yep. Yeah. They're going to get worn out.
Yeah.
But yeah, things are good. I'm, you know, traveling is kind of one of my big joys, that things I look forward to. So I got to take a trip to Hawaii, back to Bernadette, and I went years ago, and I went back to some of the same spots, and I can't believe Bernadette, that was 5 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, wow.
It's wild. So that was a really wonderful joy, and going to go see Bernadette here soon. And yeah, just looking forward to summer and seeing what God has in store for the summer of 2025. Let's go.
Hopefully no volcanic eruption.
Yeah. Kind of waiting with bated breath for that one. Earthquakes, volcanoes. I just didn't know what I was getting into when I moved here.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's right, Berna. Me. Berna, you are on.
Well, I just want to repeat what my two co-hosts have already said, but thanks so much for being flexible and bearing with us and for coming back to listen to another season, even when we had our random unexplained break. It just means so much that people actually care enough to listen. And that's why we're still doing it, even when we need like major flexibility. For my update, we were talking before recording today and realized we haven't recorded since my daughter Maddie was born. And she is so sweet and adorable, and just we're so grateful. She's such a little miracle. And she's gonna be 6 months in 2 days. So
and so
time
chunky.
Flies like crazy. Yeah, she's our first like really chunky baby, which is so much fun. And she just is very smiley and squeaky and just cracks us all up. And I'm so grateful for her. And we are still not sure where we're gonna be in a few months. It looks like Alaska might work out, but we're still just waiting to hear back about some jobs and we have to make some big decisions. So probably by the time this is released, we'll know, hopefully. But if not, just keep us in your prayers. Even, you know, it's going to be a crazy move no matter what with three kids. And that's just kind of our life right now, is the kids and trying to figure out what's going to be happening in a few months and where Kyle's going to have a job. And besides that, this spiritual side of things is it's been like a very stark season where we're just realizing like, okay, from one perspective, it looks like, why aren't things just coming together? Why aren't there a lot of ICU jobs available in places that we want to go right now? It's just like a weird lull. And in one sense, it seems like, why are things like this? This is terrible. But on the other hand, it's like, actually having so few options just means like, these are the only door God wants to be open for us. And maybe it'll make things simpler, even if it comes together in a really weird way. So I feel at peace. And I also just think that's what God is doing in our life right now. He's saying, I'm not giving you a ton of choices to choose from. I haven't given you guys a lot of clarity. I haven't sent you a very clear answer, but our clear answer might be like, this is the only option that makes sense. And it's just coming down the wire to that, because we're getting very close to the end of Kyle's contract here and we need a place to go. And yeah, so any prayers are very, very appreciated. And besides that, it's just been lovely having my first spring that I can enjoy in the lower 48 since before getting married, I guess like since 8 years. Last year we were here in the springtime and I was sick as a dog at this point, and we were taking a break from the podcast for that reason. So it's just wonderful. Now, any day that it's like 60, 70 degrees, I take the kids right outside and I've just been going all over the place and loving the warm weather and the flowers that are poking up and all the blossoms on the trees, and just so grateful for that. As far as mini miracles go, Margaret already mentioned it, but she sent me a text out of the blue a couple weeks ago, like, hey, what if I come in May? So Margaret's coming to visit us very soon. And I'm so excited about that. Can't wait to see you again. And I think, yeah, that's pretty much it for updates on my end. But besides all of that, I just wanted to also give some updates on the podcast so that everybody can know what to expect moving forward. So just for this season of life that we're in, we decided to switch things up a bit. And instead of posting a new episode every Wednesday, as we had for the first few seasons, moving forward, we're going to start a season and post an average of 2 episodes a month. And if we do need to take a long break, we'll just post a mini episode updating why. We don't foresee the need for that in the future because we've also made some changes to help with that. But just better communication so that if we do take a break again, you can know what's going on. As Paige mentioned, she has been the one editing all these episodes, which is tough when you're living life and you have 3 boys and then, you know, throw another pregnancy in there and it's like, good luck finding hours out of the day for quiet editing.
And 2 boys who don't nap anymore.
Oh,
yeah. So
just train them, Paige.
Yeah.
Kids love electronics. Yeah. Basically, we're working on getting someone to help us out with the editing so that it's not such a burden and such a time consuming part of the podcast. So hopefully that'll just make it easier to have more consistent release going forward. And we're going to use our Patreon money for that. And we're really, really grateful for that. So it'll just, that will allow us to have a little bit more consistency moving forward and just communicate better with you if something else does happen. On that note, also, I just wanted to mention with this season, season five, the first, I think the first four episodes that you'll be hearing, they're both two-part episodes. They were both recorded fall of 2024. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
they'll be, they're just like a little bit older. Like Paige isn't pregnant. My daughter Maddie wasn't born. Like we'll be talking about fall. So just when these first episodes come out, just wanted to give you a heads up. Those were the ones that were supposed to be continuing, and ending season four, but now they're just going to start season five instead. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so we're just thankful that you understand this is a ministry, and if you're listening to season five, clearly you're still here listening with us even after our two big breaks. So just keep us in your prayer, and as was mentioned before, we have a lot of people lined up. Like we already have, I think, our first like 9 or 10 episodes of season five, and we're looking forward to sharing all of that with you and just looking forward to continuing this podcast and to hearing whatever story God sends our way. So thanks for all of your support and your prayers. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we do.
Do you two have anything that you wanted to add?
I would say just going back to the Patreon really quick is that we have, you know, a few supporters who we're so thankful for on Patreon, and we're able to take, you know, a little bit of that money to hire someone to edit these episodes for us. But if you have felt any inkling to support a ministry or mission, we would ask that you join us in this support, because that would just help us be able to continue paying our editor and our fees that we do for the different platforms we use to record these episodes as well. And we really want to continue this mission. But that is the only way that we would be able to continue it. If it's been stirring in your heart at all, and you really have been enjoying this podcast, then even, you know, $3 to $5 a month will really add up for us. So it doesn't have to be much. It could be one weekly coffee. or one coffee a month, I guess, is what I'm saying. Yeah. So that was my one final note.
Yeah. And I will add to that too, if we do ever end up with like quote unquote extra money coming in from Patreon, it would be so awesome if we could start doing advertising for this podcast. Mm-hmm. On some like Catholic platforms or even just social media, Facebook, because it would be really cool at some point to just start reaching out beyond like the word of mouth audience that we've mostly gained at this point. Mm-hmm. That money would never be used for anything other than furthering the stories that we're sharing. And it would just be really cool if we could start advertising beyond the reach that we have right now.
Here.
Yeah. So I think that's everything. Margaret, would you like to say a closing prayer?
I sure will. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, you are a provider of all good things, and we are so blessed to have been able to begin and continue this podcast journey of sharing stories of your glory, miracles big and small, God moments, and how you work in all of those things, Lord Jesus, even in the suffering, and especially maybe in the suffering. And I just pray your blessings upon us, all of our listeners, this upcoming season, the remaining seasons, that your glory would shine through, and that, yeah, our mission to spread the gospel and share these stories might continue as long as you desire it to. Thank you for your provision and blessings already that you have provided through this podcast journey, and just ask that it would continue. And we ask this all in your Son's name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Venerable Amen. Fulton Sheen.
Pray for us.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. We look forward to just continuing this journey with you guys and sharing all the beautiful glory stories of God's goodness. And we will see you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Moving Mountains podcast. If you have a miracle story to tell, please call our hotline at 412-449-9609. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at Moving Mountains Podcast AK. We encourage you to subscribe, leave us a rating and review, and share our podcast with others. We'll see you next time.